High blood pressure can kill. It's directly linked to heart disease, stroke, and kidney damage. Only a quarter of the Americans with high blood pressure have it under control. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that a new study may get more people to care about hypertension. The study shows that eventually it's going to strike almost everyone.
Doctors already know that high blood pressure is common. About 50 million Americans have it. But a group of researchers wanted to find a way to make people think about their personal risk. So Dr. Daniel Levy and his colleagues calculated the odds of getting hypertension.
For people who are 55 or 65 years of age and don't currently have high blood pressure, their risk of developing high blood pressure in the course of their remaining lifetime was about 90%.
Levy and his colleagues figured that out by checking blood pressure data collected over decades on 1,300 people living in a mid-sized Massachusetts town. They've published their results in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. The town they're studying is mostly white. The numbers could be worse for African Americans, who have a significantly higher rate of hypertension. Levy says there are two ways to look at the 9 out of 10 chance. Either that high blood pressure is inevitable, or that you should do something about it.
I think there's a lot you can do to prevent it from developing, and when it develops, we know we can treat effectively. The problem that we have today is that we are not sufficiently aggressive in our screening of people for high blood pressure, in our initiation of treatment, and when treatment is initiated, in ensuring that the blood pressure comes under full control.
The people who need attention are those whose first numbers on the blood pressure reading are above 140, or whose second numbers are above 90. Only 1 in 4 of them is being treated effectively. Dr. Jerome Cohen of St. Louis University School of Medicine is a member of a government committee that is trying to improve those numbers. He says there are two impediments. One is that those 9 out of 10 people have no immediate reason to do something. They have no symptoms until there's already been damage to their hearts, kidneys, or brains.
I had a professor who used to say it's hard to make an asymptomatic patient feel better.
Cohen says what happens is you go to the doctor's office, find out you have high blood pressure, and the doctor hands you a prescription.
And you go to the pharmacy, and all of a sudden you feel worse because your wallet's a little emptier, and then you may have some side effects from the drugs, and you didn't feel badly in the first place.
Cohen says the second impediment is physicians. It takes time to work out a treatment for high blood pressure and to do patient counseling. Doctors with filled-up waiting rooms are often unwilling to take the time, and insurance companies generally don't pay them for it. Cohen says even when doctors do treat, many don't try hard enough.
Doctors often are satisfied with a slight lowering of the blood pressure. That is, the patient's on treatment, the blood pressure is slightly lower, but it isn't in the control range that we find desirable.
Levy says treatment starts with lifestyle changes.
One thing is maintaining optimal weight or losing weight for those who are overweight. Another is reducing the amount of salt in the diet. For those who consume large amounts of alcohol, moderation of alcohol intake can actually help lower blood pressure. And there are new dietary approaches, in fact, that have been shown to be able to lower blood pressure for those who have blood pressure that is inching toward hypertension.
If that's not enough, there are a variety of relatively inexpensive drugs. And if one isn't effective enough or causes side effects, doctors can often switch patients to another drug. Daniel Levy says that what it will take to bring down the nation's high blood pressure is motivation. Motivation that he hopes will come from his grim statistic. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.